A judgmental attitude helps neither ourselves nor others. Arguing or preaching rarely changes other people. Even if our opinions are justified, criticizing others usually makes them wary and defensive, and it takes our attention away from our own lives, which we can change. Zophar enters the scene with a legalistic heart and with critical lips. It's not just what he says that hurt, but the way he says it borders with cruelty. He doesn't tell the truth in love. Much of what he said is truth, but he did not know Job well enough because he insisted that Job was receiving his due to him. Nor did he really know God well enough because God sometimes allows our faith to be tested. Being judgmental and condemning is not one of the gifts of the Spirit. Perhaps you feel that you are being unjustly judged and misunderstood. Don't take so seriously what other people say about you. They're not who you should please. From this chapter, I learned that I must not judge because I will never know everything behind the actions of other, or what it takes to make he or she act the way he or she acts. Nor do I know the intentions of his heart that only God knows. Instead of judging, let us listen to the person. Instead of criticizing, let's pray. Instead of telling others, shut up. And if God guides us to confront, or sometimes we must, let's do it with humility and love. No weighing in, but helping to carry the burden. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.